had a really cool gift happen to me last week. There was a gal on Facebook that I reached out to because I liked her artwork, and I asked her if she was interested in coming and doing prophetic art with us, because I'd love for us to have that happen every Saturday night. And she decided she was going to come last week. Some of you guys met her, and her husband decided to come. And afterwards, he came up to me, and he said, you know, I don't know how I feel about this whole hearing from God thing. Like, I'm not even sure that I believe in it, but I had the craziest thing happen, and it was that when you were talking to that lady up front and you were sharing some things, I knew what you were going to say, like, just a moment before you said it. And I had even written down some of the things that you were going to say, and then you said them. And he's like, I don't know what I think about this whole thing, but he goes, that was pretty cool. And then he said, he goes, And I also had this really weird experience earlier this month. I had this picture, I was at a conference down in Phoenix, and I had this picture in my mind of like a sword coming down, like, and like just breaking into this like realm and appearing and hitting the soil in Arizona, and this water just pouring out.
Wow.
Right? I started to totally grin. And he goes, you know, I think it means something. And I said, you do? I said, what do you think it means? And he goes, here's the craziest thing. I asked God, what am I seeing? And he said, I'm doing an outpouring in the desert. And he goes, did you know that God's doing an outpouring in the desert? I'm going, did you know that we're called desert outpouring? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know that he did. So then he said, and the crazier thing is, last week I went to a conference, and the guy who was speaking at the conference put up a slide on the screen, and it was a picture of a sword in the ground in the desert with all this water gushing up. And he said, God's making a move in Arizona, and he's doing an outpouring in the desert. And he goes, it's exactly what I heard. I don't know what I think about this whole hearing God thing, but that was really cool. And then he said, and did you know that God's making a move? Do you know God's making a move? And you know what? He's making a move here. And he stood right over and he goes, this place, he goes, he's making a move here. This place is going to be packed. He goes, enjoy it while it's small, because God's making a move. Do you know that he's making a move here? Yeah, I know, right? I was like, what? You're coming and telling me this. So I just was realizing how many different ways God likes to talk to us and encourage us, and that we haven't always realized how much he was doing in all of that. And so we're going to kind of explore some of it. But before we go to God talking to us, let me ask you, like, what are some of the different ways that we communicate with each other?
Sign language.
Sign language. Nice. That. Okay, so we're going to put some of the things up on the board, if you don't mind, babe. So sign language, what else?
Yeah. Oh, that's you. Facial.
See, this is my sign language for yes. Go ahead, Eli.
Facial features.
Yeah. Facial features, facial expression.
Yeah, expression.
Nice. Nice. Yes, Jules.
Hugging and touching.
Physical touch. So nice. I just saw Dan do that beautifully because he was like going, Eli, stop. And he reached over and just touched him. Just the touch was like, and Eli, you knew, like, oh, okay, I should do something differently. We do that with our spouses, we do that with our kids, we sometimes do that with our parents.
Maybe sometimes not too gently.
What?
Not maybe so gently. Maybe sometimes not too gently.
What else? How else do we communicate with each other?
Yeah.
Yes. That. I was wondering if that was going to be like 10th on the list. Talking. We sometimes talk. Go ahead.
On the phone.
We sometimes use technology. I like that. Mm-hmm. Writing, yes. Go ahead, Eli.
Written language.
Yes, written, yes. See, that was a corporate kind of like thing, yes. Singing. What? Oh, my God.
Actions.
Yes. How about body language? Yes. Yes, actions, acts of service is my husband's favorite love language. Yes?
Telepathy.
That's awesome, yeah. Like you're thinking something and then, yeah. Just Andra? Yeah, just the eyes. It's not eyes, it's just the eyes.
It's just.
Right?
Body language. Did we get that? We've got body language. Okay. Anything else? How about like we tell someone to tell somebody else.
Telephone.
Yes. But you know, like I tell Abraham, go tell Darby that it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
He goes and relays the message.
Relays.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Signage.
Don't get me started. Seriously.
How about
signs? Food. I was thinking, how about gifts?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the
gifts, text. Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah. I have not received that from you, but I'm looking forward to it. Did I say that out loud? Did you have one more email? Okay. So I would like, of all these different things, what is your favorite way to communicate with someone or to have someone communicate with you? The third one, Julie, is hugs and physical touch. That is so not a surprise. Okay.
Social media.
Okay, so what is your favorite?
Writing.
Writing is one of your favorites. Nice. Yes.
Text.
Text is one of your favorite ways. Anyone else want to throw out one of their favorites? Do you even know what your favorite is? Like, did you even think like, oh gosh, I have an option here?
Quality time.
Okay. So let's talk about. Many people are familiar with quality time has brought this up. I mean, we already, qual time, Greg says. He writes out acts of service, but he writes qual time. What do you think that says about our relationship? Okay, on that note, babe, if you would clear the board.
I will.
We're going to talk about 5 love languages. Because many people are familiar with that teaching. So if you're familiar with it, let's throw out the 5.
You don't have to erase physical touch. You don't have to erase acts of service. You don't have to erase quality time. You don't have to erase...
I'm going to start all over again.
It's such a small attitude.
Oh, there's a...
Check is in the mail. Oh my gosh, that was genius.
You know, that's one that wasn't on the board, is attitude.
Yeah, Greg has said sarcasm, is that a love language? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pointing out the faults in others?
Right. Laughter at the expense of others. Right. Okay, 5 love languages. Okay. Please. Qual time. We'll see if he can remember these on his own. So mine is, if you can, anyone want to guess? Words.
Affirmation.
Words of affirmation and quality time. And so I'm thinking, you know, shortly after we get married, like he's still going to be giving me all these words of affirmation, and he became a functional mute. Because he spent all of his words wooing me, yeah, wooing me. My work here is done. I have accomplished the task. Once you've accomplished the task, you don't keep shopping. This is what he's saying, right? So I'm going, what happened? You have are a totally different person. And I was kind of sad, you know, and Greg's, unfortunately, is acts of service, which is, I'm not great at acts of service, I'm just going to tell you. So we were not feeling the love between each other, right? Acts of service. And I remember walking downstairs, and we had the old ice machine, you know, like, yes, where you have a tray, and you have a little thing, and you pour water in it, and it creates ice. Like, nobody even knows that these exist anymore.
Yeah, they exist. I used to have one.
Love potion number 9. That's a good suggestion, babe. I like it. I'll look into that. So we had the, you know, and what would happen is I would run us out of ice, and then I'd be in a hurry, and I'd run out the door, and I'd leave an empty tray, you know, waiting for eyes. Which, like, is there anything ruder, really? I mean, there's a lot of really rude things, but, like...
Oh, there's a lot more rude than that.
I am a way more rude than that, but that's one of the many rude things that I have done. But Greg said, in the first years of our marriage, don't worry about that, I will fill the ice tray for you. So just leave it out on the counter, even if you have time, and I will fill it. And then magically, every time I come home, or every time I came downstairs, I would open up the freezer, and there would be ice. Not water waiting to be frozen, but there would actually be ice cubes. And I remember one day opening it up, and the Lord said, that's how Greg loves you. So if you're expecting him to say all these nice things, here's what ice means. You are a genius. I'm so glad I married you. Our life is the best. You're amazing. That's what the ice means. Because you're not going to get it the other way. Has he worked that out for you with me? I don't know that that's happened yet. I don't know that he's figured out that exchange. I don't know either. Just the awesomeness of me makes up for everything else. Yeah. Okay. So how many of you are quality time? And it can be like your top two, so you can vote for two. Okay, quality time. We've got to get my quality time people. Okay, good to know. Words of affirmation. That's
mine. What?
Really? Okay. You and me, baby. Okay. Physical touch. Why are you not raising your hand?
You already pointed out mine.
Yes, but you're going to like vote for two. Okay, who else? Physical touch, of course. Yes. Who else? Nice. Oh, so I could have hugged you? Would that have been weird? Okay, good. Good to know. Gifts. Really? So glad to know this. Okay. And acts of service. There must be, I was like, there must be a whole lot of acts of service people. Oh, good, because you're all here.
Those are my people.
The area people. Those are your people. So, what I started to realize was that these love languages are also God's love language with us. Right? He loves to spend quality time with us. He loves to give us words of affirmation. He actually loves to give us physical touch and gifts and acts of service. So see if tonight in our, like, we're going to kind of do this exercise together and see if you can't find in the Bible all five of these, because I think you will. Right? Okay. So we're going to play a game.
We're going to play a game, because we can, and I would like people to grab a card. You can pick any card you want, any color that you want.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to, like, you actually have to get up and move, because that's going to be part of the fun. Look through the cards and pick, I think we have enough for you to pick two. Two per person, so if you don't figure that out, but come up. I know you're going to pick two. You boys can work together on one, so you guys can grab one. Okay.
Which means you have to pay attention a little bit. Here. You got to come up.
You got to come up front. This is called small group interaction. This is kinesthetic learning. Oh, yeah. You can sit there. Send your mom.
No, she's my yesterday.
No!
Just in sympathy for her.
Excellent.
If you don't have
So for each of you, if you can look them up on your phone, that's fantastic. If you need a Bible,
there's a whole stack of them over there.
And Abraham will grab a couple Bibles for people if they need one.
Abraham.
All right. So, anybody need a card? Anybody doesn't have a card that needs a card? Taylor, you got your cards? You got them? Okay. Fantastic. So what we're going to do is take a few minutes, and what I'd like you to do is look up both of your scriptures, read them, write on the back of the card. Just a couple word description of what way God is communicating in that particular passage. And Dan, if you can help these boys, that might be awesome. I think he's busy. If you think you're like super amazing, you can grab a third card because we do have a couple left up here. What way is God communicating? Yeah, so it's not love language. I'm sorry. Okay, let me be clear. We're going to come back to love languages, but what you're going to do is you're going to read your passage and go, well, how is God using, or how is God communicating with the person in that passage? So it might be through an angel. It might be, you get to determine for yourself what way you think it is that he's communicating. And if you get it wrong, you get kicked off the island.
What? Is it survival?
So no pressure.
People say that there are no wrong answers, but that's
not true. Oh, there's so many wrong answers.
That in itself is wrong.
Yep, you're right. Okay. You know what's so fun is that I completely lost track of time because every time I was looking at one passage, I would run into five more that was different ways that God's communicating in Scripture, and I realized, oh, like, the whole thing is just stories of him communicating constantly in all these different ways. I kind of let the cat out of the bag on that one, but still.
You have to ask the question and just let people figure things out.
Right.
Are we ready?
Well, I'm going to get people just, they're concentrating on what they're doing, so I'm going to give them just a moment longer. I'm going to take that down. I'm going to start putting up the different kinds. And you might want to keep your Bible marked because you might want to reference the passage back again. You might not. You know, we don't know. If you get it wrong, we're going to need to reference the verse. That's what I'm saying. I'm joking. Right? It's a joke. It's a joke. Right? You're not. Okay. We ready? Do you need another one, Steph, or are you good? You have two. All right. Good job. Are you ready to start then? Okay, what do you have?
I've got Acts 10:30-33.
Okay. Acts. Okay.
And he sent a messenger, a man in shining clothes.
Right. Says there was a man in bright clothing, and then later it actually says, because I was like, is it Jesus? Because, you know, Jesus has shown up sometimes that way. But actually in Acts 11:13, it says, Paul or Peter's describing that it was an angel visitation. So, sweet. Okay. Man in shining clothes, which is an angel.
Luke 9:35.
Okay.
And he spoke a voice.
Was it out loud?
Out loud.
Okay. So, Greg, would you write it? Is that okay? I know. Ellie's so cute. She's really irresistible. If you would write up their audible voice of God. And if you would put physical angel. I feel like if your clothing is described, you're a physical angel. That's just, yeah. Joking. I don't know. Okay. Who's next? Yeah, Pam.
All right. I have Genesis 31:24, and God came to Laban in a dream.
Oh, nice.
And then the other one is Daniel 2:19.
Ezekiel 28, and that's up to Daniel in the vision.
Yes. Yes, yes. And you had Daniel 2, 19 to 28. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you mind reading a little bit of that for us? Because it's kind of crazy amazing.
Yeah. Love that book.
I know. It totally is the best book. Mr. Dan, Daniel. So she had dreams. Thank you so much. So in this, they're calling this a night vision, which is in the Hebrew, I think, similar to what we would call a dream. So I don't know that we need to call it something different. But Daniel's describing a whole different, a number of ways that God communicates with us. And one of them is he's a revelator of secret things. So he gives revelation on secret things. And he describes, he says, a revelation of secret things. So he reveals or revelation of secret things. Daniel also says, you make things known to me. Isn't that good? You're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's happening in this situation. Okay, God wants to make things known. He's not hiding things. He gives us interpretation for other people, because that's what he was giving Daniel, was an interpretation of somebody else's dream. So an interpretation of dreams and an interpretation for other people. So good. Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay, yep.
So Ephesians 1:17-18 is everything to be going and followed for all along the same line. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling.
That's so good. So let's back up for just a second. The Lord actually gives us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And he does this amazing thing, which is he opens the eyes of our understanding. Can anyone think, and like nobody really talks in that language, so can anyone think of a way to describe that that makes more sense in today's language? Open the eyes. He opens the eyes of our understanding. An awakening. You can also put next to this, you can put awakening and you can also put perceiving. When we perceive things, it is God opening up the eyes of our understanding. Yeah, Tom?
The Bible
is on
the tracks go away. Before you think of me that there's five different levels, now I can put it into a category and go, oh, this person.
It's so genius. The point that you're making, Tom, I think is so powerful because
It wasn't until just maybe 2 years ago that the Lord said to me, Ange, the reason why you accepted Jesus, you know that like that prayer, that sinner's prayer? You know, I grew up in Christian school, so I said that prayer probably, I don't know, 500 times when I was growing up. And the reason I did it 500 times is because the Lord goes, that's because your quality time and your words of affirmation. So you actually expected me to show up and talk to you and spend time with you. And when I didn't hear him or perceive him, this Jesus who was now going to live with me and live in me, I didn't hear him. I kept going, well, I must not have done it right. So I need to ask him over and over and over again. But I didn't know that. So for my whole life, I was like, why did I do that? Why did I keep asking Jesus over and over? And he goes, he just said to me a couple years ago, the reason why you did that is because you, quality time and words of affirmation are your love languages. And there, that, it was essential that I talk to you in the way that you understand. And you didn't know how to enter into that, right? Isn't that so good? So the ways that we love to be talked to are the exact ways that God loves to talk to us. But there is an atmosphere over the earth pressing against that. Because if we connected easily with the Lord, then kind of it's game over in our life, right? Okay, so next. You ready on yours, Eli? Perfect. What is your passage?
So the first one is Acts 10, 22.
Okay.
The men replied, we have come from Cornelius the centurion, and he is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to have you come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say.
Perfect. So how was God communicating with him? An angel. Perfect. Okay. Nice.
And then my other one is Acts 11:13. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter.
Sweet.
So again.
Another angel. Perfect. All right. Who else? Anybody have ones that we have not mentioned so far? So if you have verses that speak to different ways that God communicates that we don't have up on the board yet, why don't you jump in and do those first? Yeah, Taylor. What? You gonna take a second? Okay, anybody else ready? Yep, Jules.
1 Corinthians 2:1-5.
Yes. Okay. No, you can just tell us what it.
We were talking about love languages, and immediately spoke to me from after service. Uh-huh. But then reading it 3, 4, 5 times, I just saw God speaking to us in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And the love that we have.
Yeah. And very specific. Yeah. And very specifically in 1 Corinthians 2:1-5, he's talking about God speaking to us through his power and the demonstration of his spirit in signs and wonders. Nice. Thank you, Jules. Anyone else? Taylor, are you ready yet? Okay. You don't have to read the verse if you don't want to, but you can. Words of affirmation, audible voice of God, also a physical appearance of the Holy Spirit. Nice. Yep. So physical visitation of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yep, through scripture and writing and revelatory preaching, meaning that it requires a revelation. The preaching and the scripture requires revelation. Okay, so anyone else feel like they need to share what's on their card? Yes, share it. Yes? No. Anyone else?
Maybe so.
Okay, just Amber. And it's also symbolism. You were bringing up a really good point, which is that there's symbolic things, and so the Lord's speaking through symbolism. Yay! Some people call it coincidence. Yes, no doubt. Yeah, Tom?
I got 1 Samuel 3:8-11.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically the first time the Lord's calling Eli. And so obviously God's supposed to speak, and uh-huh. that was very obvious to me. But as she was speaking, I was just realizing that, that the twist on that aspect is sometimes we need a mentor to teach us what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the older guy that knew that it was the Lord's voice, and he goes, so the next time the voice calls you, you say, Lord, here am I. And then the young guy was like, oh, okay, so the next time he heard the voice, he said, Lord, here am I. And then he was able to.
Yeah, know what to do with it. Right?
So you need a mentor, someone to teach you
that it was really God.
Yeah.
Right? Tom, we can always count on you to knock it out of the park. Okay. So what are we missing here? There's a whole bunch all throughout Scripture, and we just touched on a few of them. What are many of the other ways that God speaks to us all the time? Yeah.
During contact?
Yes. Like physically he shows up and talks to you. Not that?
But like
yes. Auditory voice, yes. And also, just know that in the Gospels, of course, Jesus showed up on the earth in the flesh. Jesus showed up after his death in the flesh. And he also showed up in the flesh in front of Paul as a blinding light, and also in Revelation. So there's a lot of like Jesus showing up happening. Yes, go ahead. What? I know, right? I feel like that's his whole thing about gifts. But it says, the world magnifies God and declares, you know, it's he definitely speaks to us through nature for sure. Okay, what else? Yes. So there's not a lack of clarity because he actually sends other people who know what's happening. So do you have other
prophets.
People on there? Yeah. Prophets? We have a whole bunch of them. So Greg, if you put prophet. What else? I mean, we're missing a ton of them, but that's okay. We don't have to get them all. Yes.
I'm going to go less spiritual, but more like through movies. I was watching a movie called The Fury. It's about a tank commander.
Yeah.
These guys are... They're fighting, they cuss, and they're doing all kinds of stuff, but then it comes down to that. They gotta protect this
thing. And his guys are like, we yes. don't need to be here. We need to bail. And
yes.
he goes, no, I'm not, but this is where I'm called to stay. And then one of the guys, the Christian, and he goes, you know, Lord, here am I.
Yes.
You know, and he's basically saying that. When men need to stand up, are you going to be willing?
Yeah.
And see, because I was judgmental, I was going, how can these guys be this way and then be called by the Lord? And he goes, it's because it's not what you see on the outside, it's what's on the inside.
Right.
And he goes, sometimes you put so much investment on what's outwardly that you show it to people and not what's inwardly inside you. That, but that's what I see.
Right.
And still through that movie, it just changed my movie, but how I view myself.
Right. Right. So good. So when you're watching a movie and you feel like the Lord is speaking to you, what kind of talking is that?
Affirmation.
Well, unless it's out loud, it's not audible.
An impression.
Yeah, it's a perceiving. It could be a spirit of wisdom, and it can also be an inner voice. An inner voice is spoken of throughout Scripture, but one of them, if you want to know it for specifically, come back to me because I'm trying to find it on my page. But there's audible voice. Maybe Luke 24:45, and then there's also like that inner voice where the Lord speaks to you and you hear it inside your own head. What else? Yeah. So the Spirit speaking within you. Thank you. Okay. Some of my favorites are Psalm 77, where it's in your remembrance and meditation that God speaks to you. So sometimes he will bring up something that you're remembering, and it's actually him having a conversation with you through a remembrance or a meditation. Super fun. I love the trances. Super awesome. Visions. Trances seem to be slightly more intense than visions. A trance is when you almost feel transported to another place and you're no longer aware of your surroundings. A vision is both things are happening at the same time. You're perceiving something, but you're also aware of where you are. Dreams are obviously dreams. It says that he speaks to us through miracles and signs and wonders. He also speaks to us through tongues and interpretation of tongues. That's just a few of them. And he also speaks to us through the apostolic, all of the apostles said, I was sent to you. And Paul says, this is one of my favorites. He says, in 1 Corinthians 2, just love this. He goes, I was afraid when I came to you, and I didn't have great speech and oration, because it was the Holy Spirit himself who testified within you. Okay, they're not believers. It was the Holy Spirit who testified within you that what I was saying was the truth. What? That just like messes with our theology, doesn't it? But that's what he said. It was the Holy Spirit who testified within you that what I was saying was true. So it is God himself who reveals himself to us with us. And we're not waiting to get to an arrival place of having union life with God. We've had a union life. We're just awakening to it more and more. And it is the Holy Spirit himself who will teach us. Isn't that so amazing? Because there is this grand love affair that God has with us. And since sin was paid for on the cross, there's no issue here. Yeah, I just love it. Okay, last point, and then we're going to wrap up. Yes?
My all-time favorite is an animal.
Yes.
He's the donkey.
Oh, I know, right? Yes. Okay, put an animal on there. I mean, okay, now, I don't know about you guys, but does this not mess with your head? Does it? I'm sorry. This is crazy town. This kind of messes with my head that God spoke through all these different ways, many, 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 many different times, and people are like, use the Bible as your guide. And I'm like, do you know it's crazy town in there? People are like, oh, you'll be safe if you stick with the Bible. I'm sorry, have you read it lately? Because it's, like, wild. But here's the fun thing. How many of those experiences, we're going to run through them, have you experienced? Okay, so, right? This is going to be fun. Okay, how many of you have experienced the audible voice of God? I never have. Really? Out loud? Like outside your body? Like you heard it? Like I'm talking to you? Really? Yeah? Okay, sorry. I was all excited. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. Okay, anyway, who's heard the audible voice of God? That means like outside your body. Okay. Who has, what? I'm sure something was. How many have heard the Lord speak inside yourself? Like, you're going, that's him. I'm hearing him. I know that, okay, yeah, I have done that too. How many of you have seen a physical angel, meaning like not a perceiving of an angel, but an angel who's actually like, ding, 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 you can touch it? Okay. How many of you have, oh, we don't have it on here, but perceived an angel? So it's not physical, but you can see it. It's just not physical in the flesh. Yeah, right. I know, right? Clarity. You're like, ooh, there's somewhere else to go with angels. Sweet, right? A dream. How many of you had a dream that you know it was the Lord? By the way, you know you met Jesus for real in that dream, right? Okay. How many of you feel that Lord has spoken to you by revealing a secret thing? It means that you know something that you shouldn't know. And all of a sudden it just, boop. Yeah. Okay. How many of you have had an interpretation of a dream, either your own or somebody else's? How many of you have had a spirit of wisdom and revelation, meaning that something became clear as to what was really going on? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that's my favorite. How many of you have had a perceiving? You mean that the eyes of your understanding, like you have had a perceiving. Nice, right? How many of you have had the Holy Spirit speak to you in any sign or wonder? That would be a healing. That would be a miracle. Yeah, right? How many of you had a physical, okay, I'm going to be super jealous. How many of you had a physical visitation from the Holy Spirit, meaning that the Holy Spirit manifested in a physical way, either a wind or a smell or a, you know, nobody even brought up the burning bush. Like, seriously? Nobody's bringing up the burning bush. It's weird, crazy. Go ahead. Yes? You have? Yes. Oh, I'm
and
so excited about that.
When that scarf of the ground conference kept smelling.
Yes.
See? We don't even realize how many ways it, I mean, aren't you right now even just that you're going, I didn't realize that the Lord had talked to me this many ways. Like, if you had taken, I should have taken a poll. Next time we do this, I'm taking a poll. How many different ways do you think God has spoken to you? Right? And people are going to go like 5, maybe 6. And then when you leave, you're going to go, like, see, we put 10 on the little internet thing, but we have more than 10. And all of us are experiencing the Lord talking to us more than 10 ways. Okay, we're going to keep going. Okay, physical visitation of the Holy Spirit. Who's had that? I'm still waiting for the fire thing. Want to see flames of fire. I don't know. I mean, it's in there, you know? It's crazy. Okay. How many of you have had the Holy Spirit or whatever it is, a spirit of wisdom, speak to you in an inner voice when you're reading scripture? Some people are geniuses at this. Yeah, that's so good. How many of you have had the Lord speak to you through symbolism? Right? Like symbolism in nature, symbolism in a circumstance. How many of you have the Lord talk to you regularly through numbers? Right? Yes. God loves numbers. It's a crazy town. How many of you had somebody speak to you, like, or have heard the Lord speak to you through a prophet? I've never had that for a long time. How many of you have physically seen Jesus in the flesh? I'm super going to be so jealous of you if you say yes. Okay, all right. I know, right? How many of you have had the Lord speak to you by him bringing a memory and or a meditation? Right? And how many of you have had a trance? I've never had a trance, but I'm really? Well, see, these are the stories we have. Here's the thing. There's maybe one or two things on this board that nobody raised their hand to. But everything else is within this room. Every experience, that, and there's a list of more that we have in this room, and all of it's possible. And all of it is ours for the asking. Because some of us haven't even thought that we want a physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Some of us haven't even thought, Lord, I'd really like to have more dreams. We haven't even thought to ask of these things. Why? And I'm just going to say this. Because about 200 years ago in the history of the world, there came a theology, an idea about God, which is that God only speaks to us or primarily speaks to us through a written word. And why do you think that theology began? I mean, I'm opening up a huge can of worms, but we'll just give like one sentence. Yeah.
Probably because like that's the only way that we can really prove it.
Prove it. Excellent point. What invention happened? I'll go to Jisandra because I just went to you.
Printing press.
the printing press. That's right. So with the invention of the printing press came the availability of everyone to have the written word, which is fantastic, or written scripture. Before that, nobody had access to scripture. Throughout all of history, people were relying on a relationship with God without any written scripture. And I don't think he was unhappy about it. I don't think he was just waiting for the printing press to be so that we could have a relationship with him. So why at the invention of the printing press did everybody's ideas change that this was the primary way that God communicates? Because do you only communicate with the people you love one way? I am sorry, I will not look at you. I will not speak to you. I will only leave a letter on the table. Read that. That's nuts. It happened because if you leave people open to exploring this, they have access to intimacy with God on their own. They no longer need an expert. They no longer need an educated person. And it's crazy town. It makes you nervous, right? But God's goodness has, and this is what I love, a fragrance. So we can tell what is God by the fragrance. And very quickly, what is that fragrance? It's described in two different places and many other places, but I'll just go with my favorite two, James, right? Wisdom that is from God, first of all, is pure. It is peaceable. It is gentle and willing to yield. So if it is none of those things, if your experience, that's why when angels showed up, they said peace. They weren't saying peace. They were releasing the peace of God. It's peace. It's pure. It's gentle. It's willing to yield. Because our experiences with God are always an invitation, not a commandment. Okay. So that's one. The other one is this. How fun is this? It's love. It's joy. It's peace. It's patience. It's kindness. It's goodness. He goes, let me describe the work of the Spirit. Let me describe the spirit world that's under my domain. It's love. It's joy. It's peace. It's not hard. So if you have an experience that doesn't line up with love or joy or patience or kindness, then you got to have the Lord sort that out for you. Isn't that, like, that's not crazy town. That's not hard at all. So how many of you, just can you give me a second, Eli? How many of you would like to have more of some of these experiences? Right? And go, you know what, I want more. How many of you want more of the experience of a card that you picked up? Yeah, because I felt the Lord say, whoever these cards go to, I want to give them that experience. So you need to write down... In addition to that, you ask him for another one. Because we're only limited by our ability to be willing to say yes. And he doesn't want to freak us out. So he awakens the possibility of what's possible, right? And then he does this amazing thing. Go ahead, Eli. Animals, there's animals. Oh, he didn't. No, it's right there.
But you didn't bring it up.
I didn't bring up the animals.
He went to trade.
That's true. I have animals. Oh, I have animal experiences. So I would like for us to take a moment and share, if we're willing to, whoever's willing to share, an experience that you would like to have with God. Go, Lord, you have not talked to me in this way that I'm aware of yet, but this is one that I want.
I love you.
Yes.
A physical appearance.
I know, that's on my bucket list. But not like it's on my bucket list this year. Like, not before I die. Like, no. Yeah. I would love to have a physical encounter.
This week.
I feel the Lord going, you already have. I'm like, ooh. Okay. Who else? Right? No, me too. I never have. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, who else? Who else wants to hear an audible voice? Like, that's one of their...
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. Totally, okay. What else? Trance. I know. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Being slain in the spirit?
think that's the longer term, but whatever that was. Being overwhelmed. Yeah. 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 Hope it's joy. Good one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, see, in that. So I want to have an experience of speaking in tongues and somebody knowing it's their language. Friend who did it, and she never knew what her spiritual language was, but one time the person two rows back from her started weeping and ran up to her and said, "You're from my village, you're from my village." And she's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." Because you're speaking my language. It was like this very like random South African tribal language that was very specific. And she goes, "That's just my spiritual language." And she's like, "But you're speaking my language." Isn't that so cool? Okay, anyone else want to like go, hey, I want to say out loud. Hey, you two, you're having way too much fun back there. Seriously.
Oh, we're just talking about speaking in tongues. But the thing is that the experience that I had with a friend was they were speaking like Dutch. And there was a Dutchman standing right behind him. And so he started speaking to him. And he like.
Yeah, we were telling that same story up here, but you all don't know. Okay, so I was telling a very, oh, anyone else? Because you should say it out loud. Like, you need to say your thing out loud and just go, "Lord, this is the one I want," because we're bringing it to the table. Yes. Okay, quick. Oh, you are so at the right place, girlfriend.
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I gotcha. Thank you. Good. Anyone else? Yes.
Knowing how excited
you are, I want. Yeah. Right. One of my favorite ones is having our eyes open to the spiritual dimension. That was. I don't know if somebody didn't open up their passage, but it was. You know, Elijah was telling his guy. You know, like. You don't see what's really going on, and his eyes were opened, and he saw, you know, the armies around. That was really, okay. So having our eyes open. Yes, yes. The Lord said, you get the one. Okay, we're wrapping up.
Time.
Yes, Tom?
That would be mine.
That's yours?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So good, so good. So the very specific blueprint that each of us have is designed to be a delight with the way that God connects and communicates with us. And what can happen is that there is a pressure against that delight, and the very thing that we were made as a union life with God can become a thing that gets pressed on. So I want to speak a redemption over all of our communication with God. That which the enemy has tried to interfere with, interrupt, shame, frustrate, and attack is no more in the name of Jesus. And that the open lines of communication are ours. We have full authority to talk to our Papa, to live from the place of intimacy with the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and that there is no difficulty. We were not made with the difficulty to hear. We were made to only hear his voice. And suddenly he said, in fact, let me proclaim it. The sheep hear my voice. So let me tell you what's true about you. It's easy to hear God. Yes, right? Woo! So good. We'll finish with this. I was telling a good friend of mine, Carol. I talked to Carol this week. Greg is out of town. And I was telling her about Taylor having the experiences of seeing her angel and angels. And She said, you know, the coolest thing about that isn't that one person came into seeing their angel, because we have other people who perceive and see angels in our community. But she said, she goes, it's not cool that like one more person came in. What that is that each thing that a person experiences with God is now open to that whole community. That the door has been opened. So each time each one of us comes into, it is an open door for all of us to enter in. And I felt like that was such a great proclamation. And I felt the spirit of wisdom and revelation ministering to me in that. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you. He goes, stop praying and tell this last story. Okay, so here's the last story. There's a guy I know who is talking about a friend of his who the way that he heard the Lord was from smells on his hand. Anybody heard this?
No.
And it totally freaked him out, and he thought it was totally not God. And he was like, that's not God. And the Lord goes, well, you got to check the fragrance test. And he's like, oh, that's very funny, God, the fragrance he's smelling. He goes, is it peace? Is it joy? Is it goodness? What's the fruit of these words? Does it shame people? Does it lock them up? Does it make the enemy big? Or does it make the enemy nothing? That's how you know. Does it intimidate or does it bless? And so he's like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Like, that's so creepy. And he goes, don't get caught up with the method and confuse the method with my identity, with who I am. And he said, you have no idea what you've said no to in the ways that I want to communicate with you because you got kind of hung up on the method. And he goes, are you kidding me? And he goes, yeah, so give it a try. And so he went to the guy and he said, okay, tell me how this works. And the guy goes, I don't even understand it. But they'll have huge prayer lines and he'll just smell his hand for each person. And he's like, that smells like chocolate chip cookies, like, you know, and fresh cut grass. And the person will be like, you know, and he's like, and so the Lord just wants to bless you with that, right? And then he'll be like, that smells like, I don't know, an ammo box. You know, and the person's like, you know, and so, right? So the guy goes, can I smell your hand? And so he stood right next to him, and each time the guy smelled his hand, then he would get over there to smell it, and he started to smell it too. And then the Lord said, now smell your hand. And he was like, oh, no, oh, I could, you know. And so he got to minister for quite a while, you know, with this other guy's gift. And so I just want to say the Lord just wants to have fun with us and don't judge anything. Or you might experience it.
I smell it the whole time you've been speaking to me. That's like
home.
I was thinking, where is the menu door? Because that is just one of those smells that's so rich.
Right.
Home.
Right.
And I can still smell it even right now.
Right. Oh my goodness.